Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Freedom from the Addiction, Truth, Justice, Will of the Service. And the Neil Haley Show, I'm excited to welcome program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing well, Neil. Today, we're bringing back one of our previous guests who's been on the program many times, Dr. Mark Hayden. He's a medical doctor and frontline COVID physician and a scientist with groundbreaking research and of live COVID as an inoculation. You can go back and archive shows and pick up on many times that he's been on the program to bring us up to date on this done. Mark, it's great to have you back on the show today. I know you sent me an email on why you should not fear Omicron, and I'm just going to turn it over to people about some of your thoughts on the situation.
Okay. I'd like to begin by saying you can help overcome your fear by remembering the words of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows." The title today is Why You Should Not Fear Omicron. We are not here to sell you fear. We teach you to trust in God. The CDC and the FDA do not understand the immune system of a sparrow. And the CDC and the FDA did not completely understand your immune system. Let's review the facts. Omicron is a variant that began in South Africa. South Africa is not the richest country in the world, but only 30% of the South Africans were vaccinated. Omicron went through South Africa very rapidly. But the actual number of hospitalizations, intubations, ventilations did not increase. In fact, they fell. The South Africans developed an immunity without being vaccinated. How can that be? Has that simple sentence ever been told to the American people by Fauci? No, it hasn't. They got self-immunity by accident. When you look at a sparrow, realize there are bird, there are bird flus. There are all type of bird viruses. But God protects birds from deadly viruses most of the time. And God has protected the communities by giving them natural immunity. What we saw in South Africa was this, that the people were poor. And even when the first people got Delta and the other COVID variants, they would still need to work. They did not isolate themselves. So they would go into their grocery store and they would go to the refrigerated section and the frozen food section while they were exhaling virus. So they would blow their virus all over the frozen food section, as well as the refrigerated section. Then people in the South African grocery stores would take it home with them. And like us, they put their groceries on the countertop. Then the same place where they put their potato chips. Before long, the virus was all over their food supply. And they would often have family members that were sick. The family members would not necessarily convert positive, but they would use the same kitchen and refrigerator that their infected family members used. Before long, COVID was all throughout the food supply. One of the problems was COVID was almost impossible to measure in such minute quantities. The quantities of COVID that were oftentimes in the food supply was extremely low. But it explains how the South Africans developed immunity without vaccination. So in South Africa, they do not have lockdowns. They have weathered the blizzard of Omicron, which was aerosolized very well, without any lockdowns. And the death rate has been not increased, but has actually fallen. And that more than likely happened because, unknown to the CDC, people could develop immunity without having serum antibodies. Now, if you want to remember all the way back to March of 2020, the CDC came out and said that they were going to fund mRNA vaccines based on serum antibodies. But you know, God is a lot smarter than Fauci and the CDC. Yes, Fauci and the CDC didn't have it right. What Fauci and the CDC did understand was how to make billions of dollars for their friends. And they did during a pandemic. But it turns out that the entire nation of South Africa has now gotten natural immunity without almost any increase in deaths or any increase in hospitalizations during the Omicron wave. And they got it because they survived the prior waves. They got it by accident. Now, we came on this show a year ago in the fall of 2020, before the November elections. And I said something that sounded like blasphemy to the CDC. I said that COVID was safe to eat. In fact, I ate COVID, not once, five times. I even did videos of me eating COVID. Not only did I eat COVID, my daughter ate COVID. My older son that was an adult ate COVID. My wife ate COVID. And they did it deliberately. You have actually probably eaten COVID in the United States accidentally. If you were in the United Kingdom and you used the same grocery stores as other people, the same kitchens, if COVID was in your neighborhood and you had a family member, you were likely exposed and you already have some degree of immunity, even without vaccination. Now, there's a big difference between vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. A vaccinated person will look and say, you know, I didn't get sick because the CDC and Fauci protected me and the big corporations. That's only partially true. Even if there were some benefit, and there may have been some benefit to vaccination early in the pandemic, even if that was true, much of the immunity was coming from exposure on the food for both the vaccinated as well as unvaccinated. What we are going to experience in the U.S. is a wave of positive mouth tests among vaccinated and unvaccinated people. But both the vaccinated and unvaccinated will have what is like a flu-like illness or just a mild cold. There should be no needs for shutdown. Now, that is not the case in China. In China, the government had very strict monitoring of people. There was almost no community spread through the neighborhoods. In a nation of China with 1.5 billion people, there are only 100,000 cases. Now, many people thought that the Chinese were not honest. However, they had such tight controls early in the pandemic that they were probably able to locate everybody, and they enforced a very strict lockdown. One of the things that didn't happen in China was people were not allowed to go to the frozen food section. You had to stay home. They had very, very little community spread. But herein lies the problem for China. China and South Africa and South Korea are having, South Korea especially, reached its highest death rate just about a week ago. In South Korea and in China, where there is no community spread, there is no widespread community immunity based on natural exposure. Now, this is not funny. It is sad. You see, the CDC would have you think that you did not have immunity without serum antibodies. But it turns out that T cells played a role in natural immunity, and the CDC had no understanding of that and no admission of that. They got it wrong. So all this time, the people that were actually eating COVID were lucky. They were not cursed. Now, when somebody gets a COVID infection of their mouth, they might swallow saliva that has a million viral copies per cc. They might swallow up 500 days of saliva, 500 mils of saliva. They could swallow half a billion, a billion viruses a day. Swallowing the virus was very safe. And even the World Health Organization said it's safe on food. Now, the Chinese actually panicked some because they would buy American beef and it would be contaminated with COVID on the beef that came from America and went to China. But actually, that was the best beef in China because the best way to get natural immunity was to eat some American beef that was contaminated with COVID. So, what are we seeing here? We're seeing here at the present time, Biden has come out and said this. He said, now you can't stop COVID. No, you can't. But you can develop an immunity to it. And in the United States, most of the immunity was accidentally acquired through accidental GI exposure. Now, I acquired it intentionally. And my wife acquired it intentionally, as did my son and daughter. We worked at a COVID clinic collecting COVID samples. None of us have ever had COVID. I don't wear a mask, but that's because I knew I had immunity and needed to test my immunity. Inhaling COVID can be dangerous if you do not have the proper immunity. I was very fortunate in that I could send and confirm that I had had a GI infection of COVID. You did not have these same resources. So I had resources that people in the community did not have. So the take-home message today is, if you, in this Omicron wave, you're likely to have a little bit of flu, if you've never been exposed at all. And what should you do? You know, God looks over you just like God watches and protects sparrows. If someone in your household has Omicron, do not abandon your children. Do not abandon your spouse. Instead, share a glass of water. Share a cup of water. Hold their hand. Get them Tylenol. Tell them that you love them. You will breathe the same air. But what's important is share the same food. Share a cup of water. By sharing water, by sharing food, you're likely to share the virus. And guess what? Sharing COVID orally is entirely safe. This Christmas is past. But even this past Christmas, we share food as one family. Communion was shown by Jesus with his apostles. When we commune together as a family, as a group, we share our viruses. The COVID virus was a threat to your lungs when you didn't have immunity. And if you absolutely, and for somebody who came from the North Pole, for living there for 2 or 3 years and had never seen COVID, they could get very sick. Sadly, the Chinese have no community, almost no community exposure, and they are in great danger of having widespread community exposure with an aerosolized virus. 12% of the Chinese population rides a bus, and many of them ride high-speed trains that travel hundreds of miles every day with thousands and tens of thousands of people. If Omicron breaks loose in China, it will devastate the Chinese population. It will also embarrass China during the Olympics. So here's what I expect. The Chinese are not stupid. They had started some mucosal inoculation programs. The mucosal programs were all based on using, some of them actually used live virus. For instance, the Chinese now in Hong Kong were trying a nasal vaccine with influenza virus, and they added some antigens that were COVID related to try to get people familiar with COVID. Almost all the imitators of COVID as an oral vaccine have failed. Vaxart failed because they did not use COVID. The only thing that really was worked and proven to work in the entire United States as an oral vaccine is real COVID. That's just the way that turned out. Will you necessarily have antibodies? No, you won't have serum antibodies. But your T cells may already be defended. So this year, the coming year, which is 2022, if you're alive, it's because God had a meaning and a purpose for you. You know, Wynn has talked many times on his show about finding your purpose. You're alive just like the sparrow outside your window is alive because God has a plan for you. Find that purpose in your life. Share food with your family and friends and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not become a slave to people that want to make billions of dollars of profit off you, who want to control your life through fear. And as for China, Jesus said, love your enemies. We need to love those and pray for those who don't have natural immunity. And as for your friend who are vaccinated, who look at you and say, guess what? I'm mad because I'm turning positive, even though I was vaccinated. Tell them, don't worry. You're only going to have a mild disease like the flu or the cold. Now, some of them may get it a little worse, and then they have to worry about the long-term side effects of the vaccine. But regardless, God loves you. Serve God with all your heart and realize that just that God has a plan for you and make the most of every day. And that's the message. That should be the message of Omicron. Is there any other, do you have any questions?
Oh, that was a great synopsis of the problem. And you took it out of the narrative that we've been getting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that you can't get away from, which is you must fear this virus. And as a result of that fear, you must take the vaccine shots, mRNA shots, and the boosters, and you may need to continue to take them. And I think that history will prove that these mRNA shots of vaccine are dangerous. They kill people. They injure people. They give them long-term side effects. And it was very misadvised. So, Mark, thank you for kind of clearing up some of these points. Don't fear Omicron, but go and eat with your family and friends and neighbors.
You know, one of the amazing things when you look at viruses, for thousands of years, people didn't even know there were viruses. Your ancestors 100, 200 years ago, they didn't know what a virus was. But God, for thousands of years, for centuries, God created the earth. And God made sure that all your ancestors would survive. That's why you're alive. That's why I'm alive. So God, the will of God is even there when a sparrow falls. And not one of us will fall without it being the will of God. One of the very worst things that can happen to any people in the United States is for them to say that Biden, they owe their life to Biden. They owe their life to the Democratic Party. They owe their life to the CDC. The CDC was never there from the beginning of the earth to plan for your time on earth. God has had a great plan. And it's one of the things that the pandemic has shown is that the people who claim to be scientists and experts, they fail to comprehend the majesty, the complexity of the immune system, or the complexity of so many things. And when we're trying to make our decisions in life, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But what we know is that we should do the right thing. Sometimes we will suffer persecution for doing the right thing, but if it's the right thing, you do it anyway.
Well, Mark, another great program, and I appreciate every time that you come on this podcast to help expose the problems and give the truth just below the surface. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a great information for sure, Mark. And make sure everyone goes out and checks him out, especially his podcast, the COVID-19 Vaccine Show. So appreciate it, guys. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, of the Neil Haley Show. Take care.